Good morning. Today, I thought we'd talk about upstream production since it is such an important integral part of our business model in general. If you remember a year ago, I told you, among other things, to watch very carefully for Henry Hub. And you can see that Henry Hub is now starting to perform very well. So for our own production first, with what we have already in place, we've started drilling in 2021. On the inventory that we have. We're going to take production from approximately 30 million a day at the end of last year to probably around 80 million by the end of this year, because we will drill during the course of this year four operated wells and four wells that we will participate with other industry participants. This is important, and at current prices of roughly $3.50 an MMBTU, drilling expenditure is recovered in less than a year, so it makes things very attractive. To put it in perspective, we exited last year with about $2.5 to $3 million a month of revenues from production, and we'll exit the end of this year somewhere around $8 million a month of revenues from production activities. Clearly, this is not sufficient for integrating the full picture of what we will need 5 years from today. So we will grow that production in two different ways. The first one is organically. We are now in a position to be able to acquire more acreage in the places that we think are interesting, that we've been looking at for at least a year, for at least 3 or 4 years, and start expanding our organic footprint in order to be able to continue our exploration activities. This will be going on very quietly, probably with little disclosure, but simply growing our footprint organically. The second way to do this is to make some acquisitions. And the question would be, why would a company in this space today agree to merge or to be acquired by Tellurian? It's very simple, because in spite of the very aggressive change in Henry Hub prices from $1.70 last year to over $3.50 today in less than 1 year, international prices have done even better. They've gone from a little bit over $2 to north of $12, $13 in Asia, north of $10 in Europe. So the net back to the Gulf Coast is today a little bit better than $10 in MMBTU. So the choice for our potential targets are, you can sell your gas on the beach for $3.50, or you can sell it on the water for more than $10. The choice is kind of obvious. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity to realize much better revenues by being exposed to international prices. We've already started a number of conversations with counterparties. We've been drilling wells with some of the counterparties and participating in wells with other people. So we understand the space very well, and we are in a position now to start looking seriously at a business combination that will make sense for our integrated business model. Thank you.
Due to the U.S. 4th of July holiday, the 2 Minutes with the Chairman video release will continue on Tuesday, July 13th. Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, future production, drilling activities and revenues, payback periods, production growth and needs, organic growth and acquisition opportunities, strategic considerations, and commodity prices and price differentials. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of June 29th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Telerion may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.